NASA currently has more than 1,200 active domestic Space Act agreements, or partnerships between NASA and other organizations aimed at furthering NASA's mission. EMU has just begun its 3-year agreement.
I'm super excited about this program.
Mechanical engineering professor Esther Tien says EMU will get input from NASA into its curriculum development, inherit high-tech equipment that the agency no longer needs, and be able to offer students exposure to NASA, maybe even internships. In return, NASA gets potential future employees and assistance with research in areas such as ozone and hydrofracking. This fall is the first semester for both EMU's new engineering major and the university's Space Act agreement, and Tien and students traveled to Langley Research Center to see NASA at work.
On the way back, a couple of students were just brainstorming ideas about building our own wind tunnel. Just from one trip, you have already seen so many outcomes and all towards the direction we are headed to.
I was just definitely blown away by like the vast amount of research that was being done.
Sophomore Ben Zook was on the trip. He saw researchers divide into groups to accomplish specific tasks as part of larger projects, a model he can apply, albeit on a much smaller scale, as president of EMU's Engineers for a Sustainable World Club.
They got so much done, kind of gave an example of what a group of engineers should be doing.
For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Clymer-Kurtz.